It says, it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job hath. I'm not sure exactly what he was referring to. Was it just his accusation of Job? Was it here Job had confessed that he was wrong in some of the things that he had said and so forth, and it, at this point we had no record that the others had felt that way. I believe it was Elihu, and I'm not sure where he came into the picture. We had talked about three friends earlier. Where was Elihu during all this time? Elihu had showed Job some things as well, some of the admonition that came to him. Maybe I need to go. He did say that Job opened his mouth in vain and he multiplied words without knowledge. Should have looked at that. Okay, I guess it's chapter 32. It says, then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, of the kindred of Ram. Against Job was his wrath kindled, because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled, because they had found no answer and yet had condemned Job. They were arguing all this time and still didn't have an answer for Job. I remember when I was younger, there was some in church setting one time, there was some discussion, there was some disagreement, and there was some criticism given, and our bishop asked the one that had accused of some things, he asked, do you have an answer for that? Well, no, I wish I would. Then he just made a comment, criticism is good if it has a solution. If it doesn't have a solution, it doesn't do much good. And this must have been the case here. They were criticizing, and yet they didn't have answers for this. And they didn't repent of this. Their arguments and things just continued to get worse. But Job recognized his failure, and he repented. He recognized the admonition that Elihu had given was correct. And then along with God speaking to Job, yet he saw himself. And that's when he said he abhors himself, or he repented, we might say. Then God had some recommendation for Job's friends. Therefore, take unto you now seven bullocks and seven rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, and that ye have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. So Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad the Shuhite and Zophar the Naamathite went and did according as the Lord commanded them. The Lord also accepted Job, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. I think that's such a beautiful picture. The restoration or the reconciliation of Job and his friends, Job praying for his friends. And when he did that, then God blessed him double with what he had before. And I don't know how much time was elapsed in this, but God blessed him double. And he was at rest then. He had peace again. It says, then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. Here he felt accepted again. You know, in one of the chapters, he had talked about that even the young men whose fathers he would have disdained, I forget the, I didn't even look that up, but his fathers, he would have had very little respect for her. Even those young men despised Job. Now we see Job, he was appreciated again. And I think it was because he repented. and he yielded, he submitted to God's work, God's chastening in his life. And let's remember the chastening. We don't know that Job sinned or that there was anything wrong with Job that God brought this upon him. But God had a lesson for Job. He had a lesson for us, had a lesson for his three friends. And he allowed Job to go through this, his chastening hand. God was sovereign. And for some reason, we can be blessed by reading the account today too. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first Jemima, the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Karen Hapuk. And in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. After this lived Job 140 years and saw his sons and his son's son, even 4 generations. So Job died, being old and full of days.